Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The reaction is just, it's strong. I don't know where Jason just said good riddance to the old stadium. And I just don't think Jason's seeing the entire picture.
I think Jason's seeing it quite
clearly.
You're
not seeing the entire picture. You can't just let the Browns and their performance on the field taint the experience that you've had in the stadium with your friends, your family. It hasn't been good football, so you've had to find some good experiences in the stadium, have you not?
I mean...
Oh, God, you're just the worst. I also think if you would have been... If you would not have spent the last 20 years in the press box, I think you would feel a lot different.
I didn't spend the last 20 years. I've spent the last 6, 7 in the press box.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, yeah, because you were covering the Cavs before that. Okay, yeah, great. All right. So, but any time, you've gone to like how many games as a fan? 3?
No, probably 8 to 10.
That's still a sad number.
It's been a sad team.
You're a sad person.
Okay, fine.
See? Checkmate.
Yeah, okay.
Do you agree with him? Do you say...
That's a Ken Carmen classic.
Do you say good riddance to the old stadium? Which, again, is still the current stadium. Still have to play there for a few more years. Chester and Chardon, you're next up on the Fan. Yellow.
What's up? We are regarded as the best damn fan base in the world because we stick by our Cleveland Browns, the good, the bad, the ugly. It's the snow globe. It's negative 20 when we're against the Saints. It's Phil Dalton against the uprights. It's 10,373 snaps for Joe Thomas. It's having a child after the damn game. It is everything. All these people want to talk about the stadium and the weather and this and that. There's a 3-year waiting list for Brown season tickets. Give them up, you pansies. Give them to somebody that wants to walk out in the cold. It's about here we go, Brownies, after a loss. The walk of shame. Or here we go, Brownies, after a win. The walk of shame.
No, you had it right the first time.
I still do the here we go, Brownies, after a loss. But, you know, that's because I'm in my basement now. Chester, thank you very much for the call. No, okay. I'm excited for the new stadium. I think a lot of people, probably now that we think it's basically happening now, are excited for the new stadium. But remember, there's a lot of things that are going to change. And I'm not just trying to scare everybody with price or anything like that. A lot of things are about to change. The guys who are season ticket holders who may be calling in right now, are you sure that the entire neighborhood of season ticket holders that you've been with for so many years are going to be there? You guys will all get to know each other. You know how that relationship is. You don't know if that's all going to be there the same. So things are going to change. And there's going to be hopefully good memories that happen in the new stadium. But I still tell you at the same time, you'll just feel the same way about the new place if they can't pick it up. If they can't start playing good football. And if we are talking about hexes and curses and things like that, then you guys better be quiet because still that land hasn't been dug on yet over there in Brook Park.
Those Ford workers were hardworking, honorable men. There's nothing wrong with that soil. That stadium would be just fine.
Is it along Brook Park Road over there? That tract?
Yeah. I think it borders it. I mean, it's a pretty big plot of land, so.
It's very large, yes.
It's 176 acres has been written 4,000 times.
Mike and Stowe, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Hello.
So, I'll go logistic with this.
Did they build the Pinto on that land? What if there's a curse of the Pinto? You have no idea. Sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
It was a pink one. It was a pink Pinto, for sure.
Yeah, there you go. See? Go ahead.
So, logistically, you know, no emotions aside, if that stadium and the old one were at the end of a dead end street and they, you know, because, and that's the worst part about it, getting in, getting out, it sucks. It's terrible. And it encompasses an extra 4 hours of your day, depending on where you park to go through this event. You know, where it's going to be, in and out, it's going to be a breeze, you know, excess, and it's going to be That is the best change of all. I mean it. I'm tired of sitting in traffic after a game. It's just going to be so much better. That's the best part. We don't have any memories there, you know, and you can't even see the lake from the stadium anyways, which was one of the biggest, you know, most of the time, which is the biggest failure of all. You know, if you really want to put it on the lake, let it show it off. You know, they didn't do that. So, yeah, good riddance.
Attaboy.
There you go. I guess I'm getting beat here. I'm telling you. You know what? I want to save all this audio. When's it go down? 2029?
New one opens.
I want to know what people say in 2020. The last game. So 2028 is the last game.
Yeah, it's a 30-year lease.
So. I want to know what people say last game 2028. I want to know what they say.
Same thing.
Glenn in the Falls. Hello.
Hey, Ken. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Hey. Yeah, I think I'm going to have no good memories. I've never had good memories from that place. Excuse me.
Yep.
But I do have something we could do. On the last day that stadium's open, we put up in a ring, like a wrestling ring, and have Jason and my grandpa. Hang on one second. Grandpa. Yeah, you and me, Jason.
Oh, my God.
We're going to get it on. We're going to fight. We're going to get some bungee sticks. We're going to get a chair. I'm going to hit you on the back. I'm going to get you like I should have got you a long time ago.
Man, that's a long callback.
I'm going
to... Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get ya. I'm going to get ya. Grandpa, stop. Leave me alone, son.
My God in heaven.
That's a callback.
I cannot believe...
That's a deep callback.
The umpire from 1989.
The umpire from 89, 90, somewhere in there. No, I was the umpire.
Okay, so tell the story real quick about everything. You have to tell the story about everything real quick.
Oh, man.
Real quick.
The coach, there was...
That's a callback of callbacks.
Yeah, I was umpiring in Avon Lake, and there was this coach who was just berating me as a 13 or 14-year-old and saying how horrible I was, and I said... Because this is how 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds think. I'll have you know, I was a 3-time All-Star. He said, what, in the girls' league? And I said, you're gone. You're out of here. You're done. You'll never coach in this city again.
And then he wanted to fight you.
I wanted to fight him. I'll find that old man and kick in his door right
That's
now.
That's what it was. You were going to go find the old man and beat him up kicking now his as door. A 50-year-old man. He'd taken That's out what you cuffs. Were going
to do. That's right.
I had an old man follow me home one time after I threw him out of a game.
That's crazy.
Yeah, my dad was like, pull up to the driveway. And dad came out shirtless. And when the shirt comes off, look the bleep out. Because it was something else that afternoon. Brandon in Painesville. Hello.
Brother Ken Coleman.
Hello, Brandon.
This is the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, and Sweet Sapphire, baby.
It is not. It is not coming in hot. It is Thursday at 9.
Hey, the stadium. Look, I can... Look, I've got some good memories at the stadium. Look, I took my kids there to see games. I went there. I'm not saying it's bad, but you know what? They never upgraded around it like they said they would, right? Mm.
That's true. That's true.
And let me say this as well. What really upset me was in 2000, and this is where I think this new venue is going to open up a lot of more doors and windows, because in 2000, so we're talking pretty new stadium yet. So Metallica did a tour, and they were coming with a big tour with a lot of big bands. And the stadium told them no, even though Metallica and the other band said, we will pay for all the damages that are accrued in this. And the city said no. And so I think that's where we're going to get our money's worth here. And I think Cleveland missed out on this, Ken.
You know what, Brandon? I think the city wanted something different. I mean, you're talking dollars and donuts here with the actual city here. I have long thought this. You clearly have listened to the show for a while, Brandon. I never thought that the mayor was ever interested in really keeping him. I never have really thought. Maybe Jason could speak differently to it. I know he knows a lot of people who are downtown movers and shakers. I secretly think that this is what the mayor wants because they want to use that for more permanent infrastructure with houses, with business, whatever they want to do. They have grand plans. And for that matter, I'm going to tell you this right now, Brandon, thank you very much for the call. I'm not going to rip him yet for it. That's going to have to be a thing that turns into a 15-year plan on top of the time that they still have left in the stadium there. Because, you know, they did the same thing in Oakland. They said good riddance to the pro sports teams that left the city of Oakland. And I know one just moved across the bay over to San Francisco, being the Warriors. The other one's left. But they said good riddance to it, and they said that they wanted to build real infrastructure in that area and things like that. Well, we'll see what the city of Oakland does here over the next 15 years and whether there's a real true return on investment. I don't think the mayor's going to be the mayor in 15 years, so you ain't got to – I don't know if he's going to ever have to hear about it. But if they turn that into something worthwhile where there's downtown movers and shakers living in nice places along the lakefront and you finally have a place to go along the lakefront, then great. I'm not gonna shoot my mouth off about them now. I just know that I just believe that the mayor and the mayor's office was never really serious about keeping them here.
Then they should have taken the money when it was offered to them.
Did they think that they were gonna get more? I don't know.
If this was their end goal, then they had a funny way of showing
it. Well, you gotta be careful what you're saying there, buddy. We got Jimmy Watkins at 9:22 for a second. I thought you were gonna say something else. Like Blaine Griffin is the point man. Like Blaine talked to us. He was the one doing all this. Where he said to himself, he's like, I got no real power in this, but he's the one talking about it. Yeah. Like, you're the mayor. Where are you at? Where's all your people at? And then when he tells the Galax, like, it's time to move on over on Fox 8, like, it's, we look at other things.
Right.
And then it's, whoa, easy now. Like, that when the spokesperson says yesterday, we are angered by this. Are you? I don't know if you are. I don't think you've been angered about it.
Well, then
that's my belief.
Then you don't take them to court to try and keep them. You take their money they're offering it.
I think you take them to. I agree with you on that. I think you take them to court to try to keep them because you're trying to run for other offices. You want to keep up appearances on that because nobody wants to have people use it against them in different campaigns that you're the one who let the Browns leave downtown Cleveland.
Well, you let the Browns leave downtown Cleveland, but you got a check for $300 million in return. I think that's a pretty good. I'm just throwing a number.
Which
out.
Is something that can also be used.
I'd like to just all encompass this for about the last 48 seconds of talk.
Reckless speculation.
It's my belief. The other thing he just said about money, I'm talking about my belief over here. Because everything I've heard and everything I've seen doesn't tell me anything very serious on their end down at City Hall about keeping them here. That's where I'm at on it.
And we're just getting started.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.